not the usual City in Exile theme, but it'll have to do since Matthew Finch and the Poisoned Arts crew are in absentia this week. But this is City in Exile for this week. It's 2 minutes after 10. Oh, wait a second. Say a couple of words there, Ken.
A couple of words, Ken. No. This is Ken Gale. You're listening to WBAI FM 99.5 in New York City. So enough said, we'll fill the entire hour this week, which fits in with the announcement that we have that starting the first Tuesday in April, we will be filling this entire hour every week.
This is a presage of things to come.
Yes. So we just heard about it, and now we're doing it, so we got to do it right.
And this will be our new home. Hey, isn't that amazing? Isn't that fun? I thought we were going to, you know, find some spot after midnight.
Who knows, yeah.
At some point.
And so we'll be, with the full hour, we'll go back to taking phone calls with our guests and everything that regular listeners know all about, and you new listeners will find out what all the shouting's about, if there's any shouting at all. And our guest this week is Alexei Kondratiev, who is both a fiction and a nonfiction author. Those of you who remember when we interviewed Alvin Schwartz about his Tibetan story and stuff like that, I think this might be similar to that, although maybe even more fun. But no Sydney Smith to help us out.
So, shall we go into our regular Nuff Said theme?
Yeah.
Okay. Before I say that, I just want to say, I think that tomorrow night, St. Patrick's Day, lots of police overtime will be being done at checkpoints, checking for inebriated drivers. And there will probably be a lot of cars that they're going to be trying to impound. So if you're out there drinking...
Look for the auction lists?
If you're out there drinking, don't drive. And if you're driving, don't drink.
But you might spill your drink.
That's right. But either way, take very good care. And here's the Nuff Said theme, and we'll go into the regular show right after. And welcome. We don't have news this week. I looked through it. Now, there's not really anything, you know, that much pressing.
Jim Shooter's not at Marvel yet.
So
there isn't the mass firings.
No, but I mean, last week I'm looking at somebody's newspaper, and you know, they're still fighting it out over R.J. Reynolds now.
Mm. Oh, actually, I do have a bit of news.
Carl Icahn and Ron Perlman are still battling it out just in another arena.
Okay, well, the creator of The Phantom and Mandrake the Magician died several days ago. Lee Falk was in his 70s. He'd been writing both The Phantom and Mandrake since the 30s, created the characters. And Fred Fredericks, the current artist on Mandrake, will take over the writing of that strip. I don't know who's taking over the writing of The Phantom. But Lee Falk is another one of the giants of comics. And in fact, The Phantom was a ray of hope for the people in Nazi-occupied Norway, because the Nazis, of course, controlled the newspapers, and the editors there managed to get smuggled copies of the Phantom comic strip from Sweden. And the Nazis would have all these newspaper articles about how they had bombed New York City, and they destroyed Washington, and don't look for the Americans for hope because we got them too, except that the people reading The Phantom knew, well, The Phantom's still coming out. Everything must be fine over there. So they knew better. And in fact, the password of the Norwegian underground was Phantom. And anyway, so that was Lee Falk's creation, so we would definitely have to mourn his passing.
Ah, yes. I had not heard that one.
Yeah. So,
that probably came out before, after the deadline.
Yes, in fact, it would have, right.
For the Comic Book Electronic Magazine.
Right, Comic Book Net comes out on Fridays, and I think this happened during the weekend.
Yeah.
It was, I believe the obituary was in the Daily News on Monday. And so anyway.
Anyway, on to
our guest, Alexei Kondratiev. the creator and author of Vitrix the Druid, the author of The Apple Branch, A Path to Celtic Ritual, a book published in Ireland and difficult to get in this country. The distributor keeps running out of copies.
That's right, and they haven't done much advertising.
Almost none, except people still manage to find out about it enough that the distributor keeps selling out.
That's encouraging, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's encouraging. Well, there's two ways to look at it. Is why didn't he get enough copies in the first place and in the second place?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just, you know, going so well. I hope so. Yeah, I hope it's the latter.
Right.
But, I mean, that's two different writing styles, writing comic books and writing a nonfiction book like The Apple Branch.
Extremely different.
Compare them. One is entertainment that has a lot of information in the background, and one is information that's entertaining to read.
Well, yes, first of all, in a comic book, you have a lot less space to indulge in.
Right.
You have to be as concise as possible to get your message across. You can't have characters developing theses in speech. Everything that is presented verbally has to be extremely concise. And you're really working with images more than with verbal content. So you have to pay a lot of attention to symbolism, to things that will grab people and make them associate it with certain ideas, certain concepts that are important to them, so that you're not persuading people through a rational argument. You're getting them on your side by making them see things your way. Yeah, it's
but of course, in a prose book, you're missing all that visual impact.
Well, yes, but you're arguing with the reader. That is, you're convincing the reader of certain concepts, of the validity of certain concepts. Mm-hmm. So you're developing arguments. Whereas with a comic book, since you're doing it visually, you're doing it through storytelling and through the impact of certain very simple messages, you have to learn how to pinpoint, how to focus. And that's why it can so easily fall flat. You don't have...
Now, I noticed in The Apple Branch, you were talking a lot about the struggles of Celtic culture throughout the years. You were talking about, you know, the golden ages of the Celts and the ending of those and when they flowered again. And you're talking about a pan-Celtic experience that all the different Celtic countries around now, you know, Ireland, Scotland, et cetera, have more together than separately. But you were talking in groups in The Apple Branch, whereas in Vitrix the Druid, you were giving us the stories of individuals from different time periods.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well,
and so you were doing an individual's approach.
Again, because the reader of the comic book is going to identify with the characters that he sees portrayed in the story in front of him. So you identify emotionally with the main character, the protagonist in the adventure, and the whole art of the presentation in the comic book is to get you to see it from that character's perspective. Mm-hmm. And from this participation in the character's life, then you sort of learn all of the things that a textbook would be teaching you in a much more elaborate and wordy manner.
You know, when I suddenly realized those two approaches, I thought of Steven Spielberg movies, who even when he's dealing with, like in Schindler's List, okay, he's dealing with the clash of two cultures, but he does it all from the point of view of individuals.
Well, in many ways, screenwriting and comic book scripting work from the same principles, right? You have a much larger production when you're dealing with a movie and a lot more ammunition from the visual point of the production. But the comic book writer is essentially trying to do the same thing on a much more modest canvas and get the same kind of participation from the audience.
And comic book editors say the same thing that people who teach directors say, which is show, don't tell. And the best way to show that is through an individual's eyes. And it's an interesting approach. You also, in Vitrix, you take all of the time periods that you go through, you know, in subchapters in The Apple Branch, and you put them together as characters. I remember you telling me that you're treating each time period that Vitrix travels in as a character.
Exactly, yes. It gives you a certain illustration of what the Celtic experience has been like. in different countries and different time periods. And all of those experiences are still part of the Celtic world. They're all part of the what everybody who belongs to a Celtic culture has gone through in some way.
Well, now that we've confused everybody, what are you talking about? You know, all these concepts.